This is KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We're now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fired up and ready, she seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle all round the countryside. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clack-clickety-clack-clickety-clack. Whoopee! Hey, what a ride, and welcome to the Bipolar Express. You know, last week, in the last few weeks, we've been featuring not only train singer and Greg Schindel, but the entire Schindel family. You know, we can't get enough of playing together, can we? We can't. Oddly, you know, we rarely get together and actually play anymore, but that's the way it goes. Hey, but in order to push the Schindels slightly in the background, not too far, I've mentioned the Kindred Souls before, and this is a band that I've been in for over 40 years, and we do get together every year in Bolinas. Ward B is what I call it. I go back for my treatment. But you know, before all of us were Kindred Souls back then, went our separate ways 30 years ago, I have to say, Mr. Doug Adams, who we are featuring today, and that's Doug Adams with a Z, A-D-A-M-Z, like in Zorro. And he's been a Kindred Soul for as long as I can remember. So today, I would like to feature my old friend Doug Adams with some cuts from three of his CDs that I happened to get. One of them is called Bernardo's Serenade. Another one is Guitar Solos. And his latest one was National Steel, or at least that's the last one I got. And, you know, I even went down in the cellar and dug out a Light Rain album and then another album called Valentine from Eden. And these were from our archives. And let's talk about moldy oldies. Phew. I can smell the mold on this one. Let's hope we get a nice sound out of it today. Doug Adams and the late Deanne Bonham were pioneers in the popularization of Middle Eastern belly dancing music and dancing in the United States. And some of you listeners out there, you may have danced and listened to his music and some of the early music. And by the way, those albums include A Dark Fire, Dream Dancer or Dream Suite, Valentine to Eden. These are all Doug Adams. What do you call it? He put them together with his band Light Rain. And these classic albums are actually available from Magi Productions at www.dougadams, with a Z, by the way, .com. So that's A-D-A-M-Z. Okay. Or I saw another one that said Doug at dougadams.com, but it's definitely about Doug. Okay. You know, back in 1977, Doug had an All Kindred Souls record. And this time, this album was called Light Rain. And again, this is from the archives, 1977. Woo-woo! And so I actually do this particular song all the time. Babylon. Gregory.
Babylon. Babylon, 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 Babylon. I went out last night beneath the moonlight, when my ears were drowned with this crazy sound down in Babylon. I followed it to a fire with people gathered round, all the people you might desire. Listen to the crazy sound down in Babylon. I went close enough to see a fiddler dancing crazily, a dancer with a tambourine, laughing, flashing eyes of green. Down in Babylon, my eyes caught in the net of her silhouette. I could feel the heat of summer in the beat of a quickening drum down in Babylon. In the morning it was gone, all the visions of Babylon. All that remained was the ancient desire, a figure dancing in front of a fire. Down in Babylon, 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 Babylon.
Babylon, Babylon. You know that mystery voice? You went, oh, 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 oh. Yes, that was. That was Ponderosa Pine. and this next song, it's called La Vienta. And it's got this really mysterious southwestern feeling to it. And maybe we're down in Mexico in some canyon, or maybe we're on some little hillside outside of El Paso. I'm not exactly sure, but here is another archival song of Doug Adams, Out of the Past, La Vienta.
There is a girl living up inside the mountain. She is as wild as the wind and as free. And she is beautiful, her hair is long and brown. That have seen her cannot tell where she is found. No man can claim her, no man can take her. If I could, I'd name her La Vienta. I've been a lonely man inside this town. I play my fiddle, oh, keep me company. I play my fiddle on up beside the mountain, unaware that other ears were listening to me. No man can play man can take her. If I could, I'd name her La Vienta. Played my fiddle, the wild birds they gathered round me. I could feel her presence so close behind my back. And as I played my fiddle, oh, she began to. Now I'm going up there with her and I won't be coming back. No man can claim her. No man can take her. If I could, I'd name the intern.
Valentine to Eden, by the way, is another one of Doug Adams's albums that kind of feature that belly dance, Middle Eastern feeling. And this was recorded in 1983. And it was actually through this early music that Doug was into. This is when I kind of met Doug and Deanne, and I sat in with these folks and actually went all the way to El Paso once with them on a road trip. What a fun time we had. I'm babbling on, as you can tell, babble, babble, babble. But we were truly dream dancing the night away. And I would like to share a cut off the dream dancer called Eagle the Eagle. Boy, does that sound familiar to some of you belly dancers out there? Well, it sure sounds familiar to me. I can just see that sword spinning around and the tambourine being passed around, the people just throwing their cash. Oh, those were the days. Well, hey, see, I'm babbling on the BPE on KLLG LP 97.9 FM. Willits, way up here in Willits, California. You know, as time and circumstances would have it, Doug Adams has recorded a number of CDs for public enjoyment, and I'm sorry, for his own enjoyment. Right, Dougie? Well, in 2006, Doug joined forces with Nancy Dunn from West Marin in her Mars studio and produced Doug Adams' guitar solos. And with a degree in music from the University of Texas in El Paso in classical guitar, he shares his guitar expertise with instrumentals like these next two cuts from Doug's album. And I really like this first one because I have been in Nancy's kitchen. Beautiful. And Doug makes his coffee and all those special eggs and all that wonderful stuff in Nancy's kitchen. And I can actually imagine driving in the Sierras in the winter with this on my CD, Doug Adams playing Truckee Winter. Thank you. beautiful, just beautiful guitar playing. You know, Doug not only is a virtuoso on guitar, that I mean any kind of guitar, either his Martin or his National Steel or his custom number 104 by luthier Bill Wise, or his blazing electric guitar when he was playing with his band called Bravo. But I gotta say, his violin playing is also unmatched among his peers, and I do regret that I have very little fiddle recordings of Adams. And I'll tell you, when we play, he rips live. Yikes! And aside from that, he also writes his own lyrics and music. And check his website out, www.dougadams.com. And he shares his poetry as well. And I'd like to take this time to read one of Doug's poems called... no, that isn't it. I'm looking. Here it is. It's called The Ship of Sound. Airship, dream ship, ship of sound. That fateful day when the horses rode by the farm, they came with thundering drums and cymbals, hurdy-gurdy and tambourine. In their arms they carried not swords or clubs or guns, no, their Excalibur sported strings and could hum a chord that would shake the world. Airship, dream ship, ship of sound. The women were mythical angels, divas, clairvoyant, clear-voiced, who sang Hosanna to the highest, keenly, clearly. Who were wiser than kings or presidents, who for one mad moment muzzled the maws of war dogs with a scrap of poetry and a strummed guitar. Airship, dream ship, ship of sound. Like legions of Pied Piper children, wide-eyed, we followed. Through dazzling skyways, deadly dark valleys, junkman's alleys, dragging feet through sucking mud, mind spun, Ferris wheel, cliffhangers, perilous rambles, miraculous rescues melted into utter exhaustion. Hollow of hope, ground down, lost and found, till you find it there in your arms again, the voluptuous wooden box held to heart, the plucked strings blur, light twinkles in shadowy corners, harmony is heard in the heartbeat of a stone, the order of the universe is felt again, ushered by the wordless prayer from the guitar. Airship, dream ship, ship of sound. Oh, Doug Adams. A ship of sound passed me as well. And like Doug, I'm still sailing on that airship, that dream ship. I actually call it Fantasyland. I'm still dancing in Fantasyland, doing everything I can feel, and everything is right, and everything, you know how it goes, Doc, anyway. So, I have to say, Fantasyland and the Airship of Sound, and we are riding along on the Bipolar Express on KLLG, LP 97.9 FM. But wait, ooh, there's more. Storytelling is another art form Doug Adams has mastered. This guy, I gotta tell you, he's truly a deadpan funny guy. And so the next three tunes from his Bernardo's Serenade CD. Now, these are American roots classics as far as I'm concerned, even though there's a little bit of that Southwestern flavor. Here is Doug Adams at one of his humorous best tunes. this is a regular Cyrano situation, but this is called Bernardo's Serenade. Mm-hmm.
I love you so many times, both morning and evening, after school and at the cathedral, and even at noon. At first, I thought your mother despised me, but even she looks at me with pity as I stand out on your street corner alone with the moon. My friends in the cantinas, they know that I am in mortal danger of dying from a broken heart, and I don't have too long. But you won't come to your door, won't hear my pleas, or hear me implore you. There's no way left to say I adore you, except with this song. I wrote this song for you, and I hired Bernardo to sing it. Marin plays divine violin, and he promised to bring it. Beneath your balcony, with the moon shining in it, I hope this song touches your heart, for I'm trying to win it. You've heard of my reputation, how I get drunk and chase reckless women, gamble my money and brawl in the barrooms. Well, none of that's true. These lies that are spoken about me, it's just because my soul is in torment, and I would change in only an instant if I just had you. I could have hired the singer Santiago. It wouldn't matter that his fee is so costly, but when he sings, the women go crazy, and for him you might fall. So I gave Bernardo two bottles, they'll make his voice sound just like an angel's. If he doesn't get drunk as a pig and not show up at all. I wrote this song for you, and I hired Bernardo to sing it. Marin plays divine violin, and he promised to bring it. Beneath your balcony, with the moon shining in it. I hope this song touches your heart, for I'm trying to win it. This is Bernardo's serenade.
Come on, Dougie. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, hey, talk about a gullible situation here. How on earth could a border citizen be so taken in? Doug, your dad? Hey, where ignorance is bliss, laughter is divine, as long as your mom doesn't find out about it. Hey, you won't believe this next story. This is about the authentic skulls of Pancho Villa.
La calavera autentica de pa.
Pancho Villa. My brother and I went strolling long ago with our father down Juarez Avenue. We were going to see Miguel the silversmith and some other men my father knew, when a voice from a darkened doorway said, "Señor, come in, take a look. I have something to show you that you have never seen, and perhaps you've read in your history book." My father, being a curious man, followed the fellow inside, and there we heard an eerie tale from our newfound friend and guide. He said, "You know, when they killed Pancho Villa, before they put him in the ground, some cobarde cut off his ugly head, and never has it ever been found." Then he pulled out a small, ancient, dusty trunk and unlocked and unlatched its apparatus. And with a flourish, he revealed its contents, a human skull staring back at us. "Una oportunidad like this, señor, does not present itself todos los días. For 100 pesos, you can possess this prize, the authentic skull of Pancho Villa." La calavera auténtica de Pancho Villa. My father agreed that an opportunity like that doesn't come round every day. A bargain was reached. Dad picked up the trunk, and the three of us went on our way down to the plaza in front of the old cathedral, whose walls still had the bullet holes Pancho had made, when a street vendor with a box neath his arm approached us sitting there in the shade. "My friend, I have something in this box for you, and I swear on La Santa Maria." He cracked open the lid. We peered in as he said, "The authentic skull of Pancho Villa." La calavera autentica de Pancho Villa. My father scoffed, "That can't be old Pancho's skull. I have the authentic one right here." He opened the trunk right there on the park bench, and the street vendor drew very near. He carefully studied the two bony globes with an aura of consternation. His was the larger, my father's more small, so he offered this explanation. "Es cierto, you own the skull of Pancho Villa, but my friend, you must understand, that was his skull when he was but a child. This is his skull when he was a man." We crossed the Rio Grande on the bridge into El Paso, where the border guards all knew my dad, so nobody mentioned the boxes that we carried, or asked what it was that we had. My father seemed quite satisfied with himself, but we knew Mom wouldn't like the idea. No, she would not be pleased that we were the new trustees of the authentic skulls of Pancho Villa. Las calaveras auténticas de Pancho Villa.
Doug, you are too much. But it makes it. It's just so... Hey, here's another one. Now, this is a gentle, down-home feeling to this next humorous song. This really, I really feel Doug in this one. This is called Uncle Johnny's Eye.
This is a story that was told to me by Verdon R. Adams. Took place in Hydro, Oklahoma. Well, on a farm just outside of Hydro. The year was about 1912. He says, one of Papa's brothers came from Kentucky to visit us. Mama said that Uncle Johnny had a glass eye. She said it was a bit unusual, but we should be very careful about looking at it. We shouldn't stare at it or mention it to him or say anything about it when he was in the room. Well, Mom and Papa went to pick up Uncle Johnny at the Rock Island Depot while us kids still in school. Mama was right. His eyes were funny. One of them would move and look around, and the other one would always stare straight ahead. Well, the next morning, Uncle Johnny slept kind of late because he'd had a long ride in the day coach and then stayed up talking to Mom and Papa about their relatives back in Kentucky. But I had to get up early to go feed the calves, and I thought Uncle Johnny ought to come with me because they were really pretty and they'd be going down to the shade at the other end of the pasture as soon as the sun came up. So I went into the front room where Uncle Johnny was bedded down. He was awake, but he just had one eye open. Says, is breakfast ready, Verdon? I told him that it wasn't, but I said he ought to come down and take a look at these calves. Well, he hesitated for a moment, then he says, well, why don't you take my eye down and show the calves to it. He picked up a glass that was sitting on the table by the bed. It was half full of water, and his eye was in it, and he hands it to me. Well, it was a little scary, but I took it, and I walked out the front door and very carefully down the front steps, all the way out to the calf pen, where I walked along holding the glass out and kind of jiggling it and wiggling it a little bit and swiveling it so the eye could see all the calves, all the way down to my very favorite one, the last one, a little white calf with red shoulders. Well, when I had finished, I went back to the house and into the front room, and I hand the glass to Uncle Johnny. He turned away from me and put the eye back in his head. Well, looky here. I want to thank you, little nephew. Those calves are just great. In fact, that white one with the red shoulders is just about the prettiest thing I've ever seen. Could not be convinced that his eye hadn't seen those calves. Not until some years later, when Mama told me that Pop had showed Uncle Johnny all the livestock before us kids got home from school. Well, old Dan Tucker was a mighty man, washed his face in a frying pan, combed his hair with a wagon wheel, died with a toothache in his heel. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to stay for supper. Supper's over, breakfast cooking, old Dan Tucker standing looking.
Just love that. There's a certain gentle sweetness about that song, and it is a funny one. This is Greg Schindel, Train Singer, and we are cruising with you on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. Check us out at www.kllg.org. And if you miss today's show, you can actually access it at www.bigfig.net/BP Express. So, and this show is number 91, by the way, if you would like to hear Doug Adams. I'd like to take this one moment to read a little bit more of Doug Adams' poetry. And this one is included in the liner notes on his Doug Adams National Guitar CD. It's called Truckin' Song. Driving through the American desert, 1 a.m., under November's full moon, with only the gold studs on the snake's black back and the saintly lethal lights of trucks in the procession, like speeding sphinxes bearing the treasures of Tutankhamen. The black snake winds through the kiln-dried hillsides, high fire rocks and stoic shrubs that raise and wave their arms to the moon's wild mercy. Who would have known that I would love the land by rolling over this low road, knowing her curves and haunches, following the Colorado? No telling what waits ahead or what might be coming at you. Darkness, to be sure, that folds around the headlights' swath, sweeping like a puny broom across the Mojave. On to the land called Sonora, home of Saguaro. Where is the infinite ink? We night pilgrims form a glimmering filament, white and east, red and west. Who saw that shooting star? Did CB radio celebrate its burnout? Surely it was desert people who dreamed the zodiac, out here where there is more of sky than anything else. Oh, Doug, yes. So, he also shares his sharp wit and double entendre and a little bit of faux humility in this song called High Roller.
High roller, now I'm just a low baller. I used to tip $100, now I'm just a hog caller. High roller, low baller, $100 hog caller. I used to roll with the upper crust, straight up through the boom and down to the bust. They used to refer to me as a man. Now I'm picking up bottles and squashing cans. Upper crust, boom and bust, me the man, squashing cans. Now I'm just a hash slinger. I guess I shed my worldly riches, digging digging up taters and digging ditches. Worldly riches, digging up ditches, humdinger, street singer. But I'm just as happy as a body can be. 'Cause I got you and you got me. Milk and honey, bread and butter. I can feel that phoenix flutter. Well, the banker's bag is surely growing. Everybody else shows signs of slowing. It's a world full of treachery, bullies, and lies. They whittle me down to a littler size. Bag is growing, signs are slowing, bullies and lies, a littler size. Well, I used to holler like a rooster crowing. Now everybody tell me that the ribs are showing. A mover and a shaker with a silver spoon. Now my portion is a little picky. Rooster crowing, ribs are showing, silver spoon, a little picky. High roller, low baller, $100 hog caller. High roller, low baller, $100 hog caller.
Ah, yes, high roller. I think he was joined by Peter Rowan on that one. I used to be young, dude. Now I'm just old and lewd. Hey, most of me is a used to be at this time, at this age. Hey, this next sharp-edged tune has some scary lyrics, and unfortunately, very true to life, business as usual.
The king is in the counting room, counting all his money. The queen is in the parlor, eating cakes and honey. The judge is in the pocket, the jury's been hung. The Liberty Bell, you know her neck has been wrung. It's all under the table, it's all by hook or crook. Back out in the kitchen, someone's cooking the books. The game is rigged, the fix is in. The cards are all marked, you're on your own, sink or swim. It's just a business, business as usual. There used to be a mountain, and now it's just a hole. But lucky for a couple months, sell a bunch of coal. Used to be a river, but the river caught a fire. Might not have heard about it, paid off the town crier. There used to be fishes, there used to be trees. It's getting hot in here, 120 degrees. There's poison in the milk and in the whole shopping list. There's poison in the medicine for ills that don't exist. It's just business, business as usual. Preacher jumping up and down, thumping on the Bible. Burn another city down and call it a revival. Apocalyptic promises might scare you to death. You don't need a revelation to see that it's a mess. Seven lords a-leapin', see how high they jump. Con the marks, cheat the chumps, slick the suckers. All the bumpkins have been weaseled and bamboozled and finagled. They've been scammed. The whole wide world is looking like the village of the damned. Who was that masked man pulling the strings? He had his thumb on the scale and they were kissing his rings. His hand was in your pocket, the fingers in the till. Don't bite the hand that feeds the hogs at the trough upon the hill. They don't care if you're hungry, they don't care if you cry. They don't care if you're sick or poor, they don't care if you die. It's just business, business as usual. Business, business as usual. Get you 40, 40, get you 50, 55, doing it 5, 5, 60, 61, 1, 62, twice, 63, 3 times, 65, somebody give me the 70, 75, 80, come on, you know you want it, lady, gotta go, gotta run, 89, 91, it's a good, it's a deal, give me the $100 bill, all in, all done, give me the $100 billion, one sold.
Sold, sold. Hey, ooh, what a world we're living in, and but we are sailing on Doug Adams' dream ship. And on KLLG. So, excuse me. Hey, you can get away from business as usual, by the way, and enjoy Doug Adams' great talent at the Station House in Point Reyes down there in West Marin on December the 9th. And that will be 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Russ Gauthier, Bill Amatanique, and Kendrick Freeman will be joining him along with lots of his friends and fans. I'm hoping to see Doug and friends down there with my wife on December 9th at the Station House in Point Reyes. And get to know more about Doug through Magi Productions, www.dougadams.com. And hey, maybe sometime when he's in California again, he'll ride up here and do his show with me and train and ride the Bipolar Express with us. Hey, that is unless you are riding Doug's Radio Flyer radio show down there in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And you can check them out at www.lccommunityradio.org. That's Las Cruces. Every Monday night, 7 to 9, that's Pacific time. Hey, what a versatile poet, musician, artist, Doug Adams. That's Doug Adams with a Z. Hey, we've been having fun. I've been a DJ today. Yeah, I love to share my friends with you all. And you want to come on this show? Give us a call. That's 459-KLLG. Or give me a call, 459-3739. Come in here. Leave a message at the radio. Hey, thanks. Me, Jason, Gregson, Train, and we're glad to carry you away on the Bipolar Express every Thursday at 10 a.m., every Saturday at 10 p.m., Sunday at 8 p.m. So getting back to me, I have some filler tunes, but you're not going to have time to hear them till next week. Woo, I can hardly wait. Hey, I want you all to have a wonderful time this weekend. Be safe. Hey, the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again. Are we out of time, Mike?
We're out of time.
Aw, so long.